Good job, good job. That's what I'm talking about.
So you want to have the same stance no matter what you're doing.
Look, then we saw him.
The Cat in the Hat.
Go Giants!
Let's go, Big Blue Nation.
I'm with my son, Bentley. We're here at LSU.
One more time, guys.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Popper, the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Big show coming up for you. Our legacy interview features number 75, George Martin. Plus, I talk with one of the new Giants, Rhett Ellison. But now it's time to take you inside the film room as we look back at the rookie year of running back Paul Perkins. Paul Perkins, a rookie out of UCLA, really started to come on late in the season. And, Carl, we're going to watch him use his vision on a couple of different instances, starting in a game against the Redskins.
Well, yeah, and this is important because we're going to be seeing a lot of this young man. So it's important to understand his style of running. He's got great lateral quickness, but he's got vision and a sense of how to set up defenders to make his next move. Here's where a back can make just an okay block look great. With great vision. He takes the ball on an inside handoff. There's a body right there in the hole. So now he's got to make a decision. Quick thinking and quick lateral movement.
Or he's going to get crunched.
He's going to get crunched right there. There's nowhere to go. Now, that's point blank range, as they call it, Bob. He should be hit here, but because of his quicks, he's able to step right out of that play and turn a loss into a gain.
Carl, now we're going to take a look at a play against Washington again where he sets up the safety to make a nice run.
Well, now, and this is where his discipline comes into play. This is a basic draw play, but the definition of draw, he wants to draw the defenders where he wants them to go. And this is well executed because if you take a look at number 29 on the bottom right of your screen, that's the guy that they're trying to draw into the mix. There's your draw. There's the handoff. Now, look, he commits completely to the hole. Now, he draws the safety into the hole, and then he just slides right out, and there's no one to go because your tackle did a good job of occupying the defensive end.
So that's a look at Paul Perkins running out of that draw. And, Carl, the final play is against the Philadelphia Eagles. And, you know, he just shows that quickness and that explosiveness.
Yeah, again, keeping good balance and distance is the key here because he's going to be able to take a fast-flowing linebacking core and get them all to go in one direction as he changes his direction. There's Perkins. You see the fast-flowing. Look how he commits to the line of scrimmage. Then he hits the brakes and comes right out. Frees it here. There's no defender, Bob, because of his discipline and run style. Just watch what he does to an entire linebacking core when he shows a complete commitment to a hole. Now, they all think he's there, and he pulls it out. Great lateral quickness does that for you.
Perkins obviously showed a lot of skill and tenacity late in the season. Giants want to improve their running game in 2017, so they added a veteran tight end in Rhett Ellison. I had a chance to catch up with one of the newest Giants. Rhett, what attracted you to signing with the Giants?
Everything. Winning tradition, Super Bowls, the tight end tradition, an opportunity that I wasn't going to get anywhere else. It's a dream come true to be a New York Giant.
All right, so you grew up in California, yeah. Started your pro career in Minnesota, 5 years with the Vikings, now coming to the East Coast. When you looked at the Giants from the outside, what were some of the impressions that you had of this organization?
That they are serious about winning the Super Bowl, and that's what they're here for. That's what they do in this organization. That's been my dream since I got drafted. I wanted to win the Super Bowl. I wanted to do whatever it took to win the Super Bowl. Surprisingly enough, before I got drafted, this is where I wanted to go. The Giants had just won the Super Bowl. All I watched was Bear Pascal film, you know, in college. So this is the team I wanted to be on. So it's a dream come true that it's actually happening now.
Bear Pascal, who had a huge touchdown catch in the NFC Championship game in 2011 against the San Francisco 49ers. So when you look at the moves that the Giants made, obviously signing Brandon Marshall, yeah. They've got Odell Beckham Jr., who's one of the most dynamic receivers in the game. Sterling Shepard's going into his second year. So a lot of explosive weapons. Yeah.
And then to get a chance to play with a quarterback that's not won one, but two Super Bowl MVPs has to be exciting for you.
Yeah. I mean, you said it all right there. That's a huge reason why I want to be a part of this.
Rhett, we appreciate it. Congratulations and welcome to the New York Giants.
Thank you.
Rhett Ellison will find himself part of the Giants culture. And Giants fans have some very unique habits. When we come back, we'll tell you about one of them as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Wouldn't be Giants Access Blue without hearing from Madeline Burke and Brandon London.
Thanks, Bob. Now, Brandon, we've seen a lot of varying degrees of Giants fandom over the years, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I tailgate with these people all the time. They're crazy. So I can only imagine what their memorabilia is like in their houses.
I know. We've seen guys decorate their houses, their living rooms, but we have one fan who's taking it to a whole new level. Check it out.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jack Barletta, and I'd like to welcome you to my Giant Museum. Come on in, everybody. You won't believe this. I've been collecting this stuff probably a good 40 years now. I first started going to the games when they were in Yale Bowl, which is only about 20 minutes from here. And it was great. It was so close and everything. But when they left here, I was kind of heartbroken. And at that time, I had just gotten the Connecticut plate Giants on my car. And I actually sent a picture of that in to Wellington Mara. And by my shock, I got a letter back from him, handwritten. And he said that I think at that time it was $140 for two tickets for the entire year for Shea Stadium. And then when they moved over to Giant Stadium, I moved over there with them. And it started a kind of a relationship over the years at Wellington Mara. I started to send him cards and letters all the time. And every time you did, he'd write back by hand. Wonderful man. Okay, hello. I'd just like to introduce you to a couple of members of my family that go to the games with me. This is my nephew Tyler and my brother Richie. This is the kitchen. We'll start the tour here. This is Parcells getting carried off the field in Super Bowl 25. I love anything that has to do with the Super Bowls. There's Phil Sims, my favorite player of all times. I have quite a bit of stuff from Phil. The Taylor cleats, obviously, I love because of, you know, the fact that he actually wore them in the Super Bowl. I do love the Schaffner helmet. That's a great piece and everything. This is an autograph of the entire Super Bowl 21 championship team, the 25th anniversary. And this is one of my favorite pieces. This is actually a picture of Super Bowl 21, our first Super Bowl. And this is my late, beautiful wife that used to go all the games with me. That's us sitting at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. More Parcells and Taylor. This is Sims also from the Super Bowl year. I have a lot of Eli Manning stuff, obviously, because being a two-time Super Bowl champion, the place is loaded with Eli Manning memorials. As great as these wins were against the Patriots, the first one with Sims having the game that he did, and after all those years of finally being the world champions, it was almost surreal and everything. As a matter of fact, I remember after they won that, the first thing I wanted to do was get to the phone and call my dad. Say, Dad, we finally did it, we finally did it. But I was almost as happy for him as I was for me that, you know, we finally won. Here's a picture of me and my dad, and that's how my dad used to wore me and watch the Giant games. I know how much he loved the Giants and love him dearly, and I miss him dearly. And he'll be the biggest Giant fan in my heart forever. Miss him dearly. All right, that was just level one. Come on down to the basement now, the playroom, and you'll see kind of Giant Stadium 2. This is actually a turnstile from old Giant Stadium. One of my favorite pieces because it's a turnstile. And we're actually standing on the 10-yard line from Giant Stadium. I actually purchased the 10-yard line. My seats were in front of the 10-yard line, so this was actually the 10-yard line I sat in front of for 35 years the stadium was open. I was in section 128, the stadium, and I got the section 128 sign that I purchased also. These were the seats from the old stadium. I had seat number 23 and 24 in row 10, and I actually removed the seat numbers from the back of the seat in the last game. This was the Giants' greatest punter of all times, and it was a good friend of mine, Dave Jennings, who just passed away last year. I got to know Dave pretty good. Great man. I miss him very much. One of my favorite players of all time was Lawrence Taylor. While he was playing for the Giants, he had a bar right down the street from Giants Stadium called LT's. This is actually the bar tap from his bar. He autographed that for me, too. This is a mug from it, and they also have the menu and a shirt signed by LT that they wore at the bar. All righty, now we're going up to the top level. Now, this is a room that people usually say to me, I'm sure you got Giant stuff everywhere, but it can't possibly be in your bedroom. But as you can see, it is. The bedroom is even covered from wall to wall, and the sheets are Giants, bedspread is Giants. That actually is Homer Jones, one of my favorite players of all time. The closet, as you can see, is just, I don't have many normal clothes. These are kind of set up like, you know, most people put their clothes like maybe dress pants, stuff like that. This is kind of like we have Bavaro hair, we have Sins hair. This is Manning. That's how I pick my wardrobe out every day. I've had season tickets for over 40 years now, but watching the games at home is a special thing, too. It brings me back to when I was a kid, and I love watching the games there, especially when I have all my memorabilia around me. You always hear, once a Giant, always a Giant. There's just something special where you feel like you really are part of a family. And I always thought that way, and when I saw how the actual family, the Maris, treated me, someone that just wrote to them, it's just the tradition, it's just, you know, being at that stadium. You love being a Giant, and you love being a Giant fan. So it is pretty awesome, but it's my love for the Giants, and it was so nice having you here to finally show it to people, and thanks for being here.
We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. The Giants have won 4 Super Bowls, the first coming in 1986, and George Martin was such a pivotal part of that football team as one of the veterans. He's this week's Legacy Interview.
From 1975 to 1988, defensive end George Martin was regarded as one of the most feared pass rushers in the National Football League. Martin recorded 96 sacks in his 14 NFL seasons and had a unique nose for the football and a knack for finding the end zone.
Motion toward the middle by Vance Johnson. Elway is looking for a target, goes out to the right side, intercepted, George Martin!
Martin scored 7 touchdowns during his stellar career, 3 on interception returns, 3 on fumble returns, and 1 as a tight end.
Martin to the 20, Martin to the 10, he's in!
The athleticism he shows on that play, I've said it myself, that's the greatest play I've seen in football.
I think the knack was the fact that I was a frustrated tight end. I always loved to catch the ball. And Phil Simms will tell you, there have been many games when I would warm up with him on the sideline while he's throwing the ball and I'm catching it with all the tape and all that stuff on. I figured if you're going to play professional football, you have to be adept at handling the football itself. How many times have you seen a lineman, you know, see the football on the ground and he can't fall on it because he's not accustomed to handling the football? I always felt that that was a part and parcel of my responsibility as being a professional athlete.
And in Super Bowl 21, Martin found yet another way to score.
Got the ball, backs up to the 2. He's in the end zone, he got him! Baby! George Martin is the man!
There was not a question in our mind that we were going to win that game. There was not a question among anybody in the Giant locker room. We knew that at that point in time, it was a foregone conclusion.
Martin's safety ignited the Giants and quarterback Phil Simms to a record-breaking Super Bowl performance and a convincing 39-20 victory.
Amongst all the jubilation, amongst all the elation, all the cheering, all of the fanfare, there's a moment of pause that you have within yourself when you realize that you reached that pinnacle and you realize that all of those people in that stand who over the years, the many years who've supported you, it almost was surreal. It almost was in slow motion. It's a moment where you have a retrospective and an introspective to say it's so special, it defies description.
But the most special feeling of all is knowing that he played his entire career as a New York football Giant.
It's so special because you realize that your loyalty has always been as a New York football Giant. Once a Giant, always a Giant. To think otherwise would be a problem for us. We are Giants through and through and always will be part of our makeup. It is so special. No matter where we go, no matter what state we're in, no matter where we are, we will always be viewed as New York football Giants.
When we come back, we're going to check in on the social media buzz and Jonathan Casillas once again reaching out to the community as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Jonathan Casillas hails from New Jersey. Jackrabbit Janoris Jenkins has fit in just nicely. During the season, they paid a visit to the Newark Collegiate Academy.
Where do you say go? This way? Settle? There you go. There you go. I want your feet active. Active feet, all right?
So I just gave him a little bit what it was like to play linebacker. You know, tell them that the linebacker is like the quarterbacks of the defense, and they got to be able to forget the last game and move on to the next game.
Well, my body and your body go, when you weed, you're going like this.
Man, it's always fun when you're giving back to the kids and, you know, especially the football kids, the youth, just helping them out on fundamentals and techniques and just showing them the way you play the game.
feet, back pedal, brake, settle. There you go. Well, we put him through a couple of drills, a couple of linebacker drills, but then the coach was like, talk to him. I want you to talk to him.
So clap it up and welcome to the music.
It's definitely great for the kids, a tremendous opportunity for them to connect and hear different voices outside of me just being me, the coach.
I had five receptions for
the first time. That's my bad. And then the how you do? You blocking them? Were you blocking? Yeah. That's what I care about. Were you blocking on the run plays?
Yes.
All right. It's amazing. Truly, you're here on this platform with the New York Giants, and as a captain, jersey guy, being able to come back and talk to these kids that I was once basically in the same position as.
I think anything is possible. And when you start believing that, then we're going to be all right, guys. Thank you for your time. Go Giants.
It's always fun watching the players interact with kids and spreading, obviously, a lot of good information and guiding kids as they work their way through, obviously, times in their lives. Well, now it's time to check in with what fans are talking about. Here's the social media buzz with the captain, Emma Captain.
Hey, Giants fans, let's check out what the players were up to this week. Landon Collins is busy with his off-season workouts, and look who he got to train with, Packers legend Brett Favre. How cool is that? Eli Apple stopped by his old stomping grounds at Ohio State, and here he is supporting his former teammates at Pro Day. This week, Brandon Marshall was invited to NFL's annual meeting in Arizona. He spoke about the importance of the My Cause, My Cleats movement, and he got amazing feedback on Twitter. And lastly, Jonathan Casillas showed support at a charity basketball game held in his hometown of New Brunswick, New Jersey. And he had the honor of doing tip-off. That's your social buzz. I'll see you guys next time.
Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective. The players are not back here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center still for a couple of weeks, but the preparations are underway. Obviously, there's a lot of excitement with the draft coming up, and the Giants are going to have to integrate some new free agents into the locker room. That's always the course of action in a National Football League season. But the buzz around the building are the subtle preparations that are happening. Everybody's kind of getting ready. There's new equipment coming into the equipment room. Locker room gets spruced up. They do all kinds of little things here to get everybody ready for a new season. 2016 has clearly been put to bed. The analysis has been done. The free agents have been signed. And now they're just waiting for the influx of new players that will come via the draft. But the planning and the preparations are in full swing. Whether it's on the pro side or the college side, nothing ever slows down in an NFL facility, including here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center with the Giants. And that's my perspective. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and make sure you go to Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, navigating life together.